Welcome to Heart to Heart, a podcast about all things heart-related, presented by the physicians of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists. I'm your host, Susan Curtin. Our hope for Heart to Heart is to meet you where you are with valuable information from trusted experts in the field of cardiology. Today, we have Dr. Pavan Katakanini of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists located in Shreveport, Louisiana, and we're discussing the heart and emotions. So, Dr. K, it has often been said that people can die of heartbreak, the heartbreak of psoriasis. We talk about the heart and emotions a lot. How is the heart connected to emotions?
I think everything is connected in the body. The brain dictates what we feel, and the heart reacts to how you feel. So, we're all interconnected. So, it is true that there is such a thing called stress-induced heart failure and stress-induced heart disease. There is no doubt about it. There are so many times we see patients who had no history of heart disease, were doing fairly well, and were exposed to or experienced an intense emotional event in their lives, causing their hearts to react, and they go into acute heart failure and develop chest pain and present like someone would be having an acute heart attack, findings that you see on their EKG, and their blood tests will show that the markers that go up when people are having a heart attack are up, and the echocardiograms show that the heart is weak and is not pumping blood as it's supposed to. And when we do their coronary angiograms or heart cath, as we call them, to make sure that they do not have any blockages, we find clean arteries. There is absolutely no sign of any heart problem when we look at their heart arteries. And that's when we diagnose them as having stress-induced cardiomyopathy or stress-induced heart failure. Some of the situations that we see commonly would be bereavement, loss of a loved one that causes intense grief, sudden overwhelming anger. I have seen so many situations of those too. Anything that intensely activates your sympathetic nervous system, I think, or the adrenaline system, as you can call it, seems to predispose certain individuals. It doesn't happen in everyone, as you know, but there are some people who are more predisposed to having this. We have now gathered a lot of data over the course of the last several decades looking into this phenomenon, and what we see is it's more common in women. 90% of the patients tend to be women. The median age seems to be around the 40s to the 60s. But new evidence from recent observational trial and registry data has shown that while men don't have this so frequently, but when they do, and if they do end up in the hospital, they have a worse outcome when it comes to mortality and morbidity. And this is the latest that we know in the last several weeks from published data that's out there.
That's so interesting that the smaller percentage would actually have a worse outcome.
They
would actually do much worse. So people really can die of a broken heart, right?
They can. But fortunately, to put a positive spin on this, there are several kinds of heart failure. And one of the heart failure causes the stress. When it causes heart failure, the heart tends to heal itself and improve and come back to complete normalcy, provided you get timely treatment with appropriate medication and the stressful event hopefully is behind you. Then the good news is the heart tends to heal and recover completely like you never had heart failure before.
That's right. So if they get therapy, they can recover.
So when we diagnose stress-induced cardiomyopathy, patients need to be put on aggressive guideline-directed medical therapy with some medications, some of which include drugs, which are the long-acting beta-blocker drugs, and drugs that inhibit your renin-angiotensin system, as we call it. Drugs that block these receptors called aldosterone receptors put you on some medicine that can remove excess amount of fluid and salt that is accumulated in the body, thereby decreasing the heart failure symptoms. If we initiate them, titrate them to the highest possible dose that you can tolerate, and we bring you back in the clinic or in the hospital and see you again with a repeat echo in a few weeks to a few months' time, what we find is patients' hearts improve.
You know, we hear a lot of things like my heart fluttered or my heart skipped a beat. Can that really happen?
Yes, it does. And different people have a different way of expressing themselves. So for some people, particularly women, what we see is atypical symptoms of heart disease. Whether it is a flutter, a twinge, burning, pain, ache, or frankly, I don't feel well. And some patients cannot verbalize their symptoms well. So knowing that and paying attention to your own body is important. Women are very notorious for not seeking care in a timely manner. Studies have shown time and again, particularly with related to heart disease in women, that treatment is delayed, diagnosis is delayed, and outcomes are poor when it comes to cardiovascular disease. And part of the problem is they do not have the classic symptoms all the time. An elephant does not sit on your chest all the time. You don't feel the pressure. You can just feel like a heartburn, and that could be a sign of heart attack. You could feel a small flutter once in a while, and that could be a sign of underlying abnormal heart rhythms like atrial fibrillation that have been happening for several months and you didn't know about it. So a high incidence of these kind of symptoms are seen in women with atypical symptoms. So as physicians, I think we need to pay close attention to that so that we can diagnose them quickly.
Do happier people tend to live longer? And does laughter really make your blood flow more freely or something?
There are some observational studies that have shown that. And of course, it's hard to do a randomized controlled trial because who knows how much each one of us are laughing. It's
right.
Hard to do these studies. But yes, definitely there is data observationally out there that shows that lifestyle, stress reduction techniques, people who do meditation, yoga, and probably these are the kinds of patients who are already imbibing healthy lifestyle and incorporating heart-healthy diet in their personal life. So you do not know how much laughter is contributing to the potential benefit versus the diet. It's hard to tease out, but having a stress-free life, ability to cope with it, exercise that helps in this also. Exercise causes release of endorphins that induces a sense of well-being, improves your overall cardiovascular health, how you feel about things, how you cope with stress, meditation, all these things will help. Now, there are certain things that I see day-to-day practice that a lot of patients don't seem to be paying attention to is sleep apnea. It is one of those things which is underdiagnosed, and I think, frankly, we are only seeing the tip of the iceberg. A lot of patients with sleep apnea develop long-standing cardiovascular disease as they grow older because of the increased stress on the heart, whether it is high blood pressure, which is not being well controlled on medicines. Patients wonder, I'm taking 3 to 4 pills and my blood pressure still is not under control. Well, it could be that they have underlying sleep apnea that is not treated. They have increased incidence of abnormal heart rhythms like atrial fibrillation and potentially progressing into heart failure with all this. So I think this is also another thing that I think talk to your primary care doctors and so that you get the attention needed, or talk to your cardiologists about.
How do gender and age impact how the heart responds to emotion and the mind?
I think there is no scientific evidence to show that either sex really handles it differently. There is no difference as far as I'm concerned. But in reality, does my wife handle stress and multitask better than me? Absolutely, she does. My anecdotal experience says women do a far superior job at it. But do I have a scientific basis to prove it? No. So I would probably leave it on a lighter note at that. But definitely women tend to do a better job in my life.
Well, it's very heartwarming to know that you are there at Advanced Cardiovascular Specialist. Thanks so much, Dr. K.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
For more information, visit acsdoctors.com.